You're listening to Tri-State's Public Radio News. A local artist is sharing her work on a larger scale in a Macomb prairie. Tri-State's Public Radio's Brianna Desgray explains why this was important to everyone involved.
The crowd of people gathered at Lakeview Nature Center in Macomb to create a labyrinth in the prairie grasses to help spread suicide awareness and prevention. Everyone involved in the creation of the labyrinth had a connection to suicide. Some had lost a loved one, and others had struggles with suicide themselves. A labyrinth is different than a maze. There are no dead ends, just one way to the center and back. The path done at Lakeview is a circular pattern that leads people toward the middle, where there is a bench to sit and enjoy the view. The woman who wanted the labyrinth created at the Nature Center did it for her son.
On February 2nd of this last year, my husband was at work, and he got a visit from the coroner saying that our son had committed suicide. He was 27 and living in Springfield.
That was Susan Denneke. To honor her son, she got a hold of a friend of hers who creates labyrinths. With a sketch in one hand and a rope in the other, Kelly Quinn guided people around the prairie, placing white flags in the ground every four steps. This will mark where they cut the grass to create the path. Quinn is a labyrinth creator. To her, it's more than just artwork.
The difference between just going on a walk and walking a labyrinth is there's a clear start, there's a goal, which is the center, and then a clear finish when you exit the labyrinth.
Quinn says the pattern they used is one that follows the path of the stars, which is one of the oldest designs in the world, dating almost 4,000 years old. Quinn says the labyrinth is a place where anyone can come to walk the path. She says she has walked it nearly 10 times since it was created about a week ago.
It's so beautiful out there, and we went out the other night to watch the sunset, my daughter and I did, and we packed a little picnic to eat in the center. And all these birds were perched on branches out in the rest of the prairie, and there were deer out there, and it was just so peaceful.
Right now, the prairie grass is below knee height. Quinn says it will be neat to watch the grass grow over everyone's heads. One volunteer had a special connection to the reasoning behind the event. Ann Dixon recently lost her former husband to suicide. She says helping lay out the labyrinth is her way of paying tribute to him.
This is just the best way for people to kind of meditate and memorialize and, you know, just get closer to that realm which I believe they all exist in and can visit you in.
Dixon says she studied labyrinths 20 years ago, which makes this a unique experience for her. The prairie will be open when the Nature Center is open for people to come walk with their family or by themselves. For people who don't want to walk it, they can use a finger labyrinth on a tray that can lie on someone's lap that lets them trace the path with their finger. As Karen Peitzmeyer places flags in the prairie, she says labyrinths are a great way to clear your head.
When you walk a labyrinth, it's a great way to center yourself and understand kind of what's going on. Give yourself some space and calmness.
As a labyrinth owner herself, Peitzmeyer says she lost a friend to suicide and has known people who suffer from depression. When she is upset, happy, or needs to memorize something, she walks the labyrinth in her backyard. Quinn sips from her coffee cup at Sullivan Taylor, pointing out mandala pieces that she has done that hang on the walls. She describes her mandalas as a square inside a circle, made out of recycled plastic, glass, and any other supply she can find. She says when she goes to the beach, she collects broken shells to use in her pieces. Quinn says the classical pattern used to create the labyrinth is much like a mandala. It is a metaphor for a journey.
Going into the labyrinth, going into the center is, in a sense, going into the heavens or the cosmos or the afterlife. And then there's the journey back out again, which is rebirth or reincarnation or regeneration.
Quinn says labyrinths are now used in prisons, hospitals, and even businesses because people have seen the positive effects of walking through them. In October, there will be an event called Walking Out of Darkness. Denneke says she wanted to hold the event so people could gather to have discussions about suicide, whether they have lost someone or struggled with suicidal thoughts.
Be there for people to come together and know that they're not alone. They would be able to come and just feel like that was a supportive place to be and that they weren't the only one that had those issues.
Denneke says their goal is to raise $3,000 for suicide awareness and prevention at the event. There will be a separate fundraiser with a goal of $5,000 to pay for the labyrinth itself. Quinn says once she puts the Lakeview Labyrinth on the Worldwide Labyrinth Locator, it will be listed as the biggest in the country. I'm Brianna Descaray, Tri-State's Public Radio News.